Susan comes from a very, very quite a poor family in Ambridge, probably one of the poorest families in Ambridge, and they live in a council house with kind of old cars on the front garden, and she's got three really naughty brothers, and she's got an errant sister, and her mum and dad are kind of real caricatures. So I think what's happened with Susan is that she's, as she's grown, she's suddenly realised that she wants to get out of that. So she's a real social climber. She just wants to be better than she ever was. She first had an encounter with Neil Carter, who was a pig man, and unfortunately got pregnant, and so they had to get married. But that was okay, because I think the marriage is quite strong. But anyway, Susan's one brother, Clive, was in prison, and I think he was, he'd been captured for holding up the village shop, I think it was, and he was being taken from the prison to the court, and on the way escaped. Came to Susan's house, and she was in an absolute flurry. He was quite menacing. I think she was quite scared of him, actually. But also there was this kind of brotherly thing where she felt that she had to support him. And she ended up dyeing his hair and keeping him in the house for a while. And then the police found him. And, of course, she was seen as harbouring him, really, and you know, taking him in. So it was very traumatic for her. And actually, when we were, Alex, who plays Clive, when we were recording it, it was very, very intense. It was probably, you know, one of the most intense bits of acting I've done in The Archers.
You must have gone home exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely, yeah, because everything was at such a high pitch, because there was all the tension, all the drama, crying, you know, and then, of course, you know, when I had to go to prison, it was great stuff. It was lovely to do, and, you know, the writing was super, so it was a joy to do as an actor, but it was quite draining.
And when do you find out you're going to get a storyline like that? How much warning do you have?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's going to be quite a large one, you know, we will have a little chat with the powers that be probably a couple of months before, who'll just kind of give us an indication of what they're thinking of doing. And sometimes, you know, even earlier than that, depending on how big the storyline's going to be.
I mean, there was a feeling, I think, around that Christmas that a large section of the population were talking about Susan and what would happen to Susan. What was that like as an actor to have that going on around you?
That was incredible, because I was on the front of newspapers, and I had Kilroy, the programme, asked me to go on a television programme to speak about women in prison, which I actually ended up refusing to do, because I felt that was kind of blurring fantasy and reality just a little too much for me. But yes, I was, you know, lots of photographs. It was mentioned in the House of Commons. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. There was an interesting group of fans who'd set up the Free the Ambridge One campaign, so I was sent little badges with that on. So it was a great time, really good fun.